Unbelievable. So he just figured he'd peep through and then she was going on.
Yeah.
I was trying to, I was listening to all these great stories about Chip and his rat rod. And I'm like, wait, this is Barry McGuire.
Oh, my. Yeah.
Well, I was just telling him that these cars would not look like they do if it wasn't for McGuire.
Oh, of course you were. Of course you were. I just know my PR guy here, right?
Sounds and good. The shine is McGuire brought by McGuire's.
You can buy everything you need to clean up your car from McGuire's, except the elbow grease.
Except your. there's a good stunt right there.
That's true.
That's very true.
Got to have the elbow grease. You made it a lot easier than
you made it a lot easier there, for sure.
It's great to see you, Barry.
Hey, it's great to see you away from home.
Yes.
Hey, we're at a car show. Why do you know?
Exactly.
A car show. It's good. Everybody pops in.
Yeah. And we're not at church. We go to church together on Sunday morning. So here we are in Detroit at a car show. So,
yes, exactly.
But one that we both had a lot of experience with over the years. I started coming back here back in the 60s.
In the 60s?
In the 60s. Yes.
Pre or after 63?
Post.
Post 63. So I was born.
You were born. Okay, there we go.
You were born. I was here during the riots, the Detroit riots.
We were just talking about that with a gentleman downstairs yesterday.
And so I've been in, and of course, I live back here and calling the car makers and whatever. A lot of history with Detroit. I love this city and a lot of great friends here. But I love this show. I don't know if there's any show I've gone to continuously over the years like I have. This one, I mean, this is for me.
Have you gotten out and looked at some of the cars?
I have. My
God. Some really nice cars.
Yeah, I mean, even surrounding the Grade 8, I mean, there's ripple effects outside that that group, but I would say that there's a number of cars that could have. I would not have been surprised if they were in the Grade 8. I mean, it's a heartbreaker when you have a car that's that good. Yeah.
We were just going to talk about that with a couple guys that are making it.
We're going to call it the Great 40.
Oh, I mean, Serge, they can make
the show last a month, Chip.
They can come close to having a Great 40 this year. I've never seen, quite frankly, I've never seen so many cars outside the 8 that are so stunning.
Yeah. I mean, really, yeah, there's some beautiful cars here.
It's a great show. It's just a great show.
You know, what's impressive is how much the quality has gotten better and better and better through the years of building cars.
Well, I wonder who inspired that. Chip, your shadow is all over this place. I mean,
well, thank you.
You can't even get the guy through the building.
You set the standard way early on, and people have been wanting to be Chip Fooses ever since. But it's true. I mean, I'm not saying because you're my buddy, but it's just true. I mean,
well, Wes Rydell is the one that inspired me to do it.
Yes, that's right.
Yes,
that's right. So
you know, I was just telling him earlier that, you know, my dad always said you're only as good as your customer allows you to be. And Wes Rydell just kept saying, do your best.
Yeah, it still takes the money. Somebody's got to pay for it somewhere.
We spent 6 years doing our best on the Grand Master that won the Riddler in 2002.
Yeah.
Without Wes, we'd have never done it.
Man. I had one builder tell me with his owner, the owner told him, actually, he says, I gave him an unlimited budget and he exceeded it.
That's Bob Johnson.
That's Bob Johnson. I was going to say, when you had it out that way, somebody will learn a pocketbook. There you go.
But you know, when you get into these cars, you got to do it right.
Yeah.
I mean, I know at some point it doesn't make sense anymore financially, but this is a one-off car and you've invested your heart into this car and you can't second guess. You got to go for it, right? You just got to go.
Exactly.
And you just got in there. It's not about getting money back out of it. I got to make this car. The car ends up owning you almost, right?
No, this is not a profit industry.
No,
there is no profit industry unless there's something we just talked about, maybe a divorce sale or something. That's all the only time.
You get into products or car polish to make money.
Yeah. See, I win no matter what. You know, you could be in the Velvet Palace downstairs.
I don't think you've never not won.
It doesn't to me, if you're a Riddler winner, you're not a Riddler winner. You know, you're still gonna use car wax, actually.
You can use car wax
for the most part. So
if you want to do your best, you use the best.
Yeah.
Can we use that?
You can.
I don't pay any. I like that.
That's a good thing. We're recording right now, so I think we're okay with that right now.
You're awesome. Boy, you got this location. You got the whole show watching you here, even though you're doing radio.
We came down here with my company, Motor Mania Media. We teamed up the Knievel family here and came down, teamed up with Chip here a while back to do some stuff for the Knievel family, and he did an amazing bike. Did you get to see the bike yet?
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable. And We're kind of bringing back the memories of Evel Knievel out here in 2024, and the response is unbelievable no matter where you go in the country.
It is. I think it doesn't matter if you're a car guy in America, or the world followed Evel Knievel.
And
some of those things he flew over there, it's like, seriously? He really strapped himself into those things.
Yeah, exactly.
He did.
Went through the
You know, they asked me to get involved, and I just jumped into it.
Boy, you did with both feet.
But you know, Chip has got the lines. Chip has got the comebacks. He's got everything like that. So,
yeah, well,
you know, kind of like you just did. You just jumped right in here.
Well, hey, I was just walking by. I just wanted to see who the famous guys were up here on the stage.
Oh, the famous guy. Oh, yeah.
And somehow I got roped into it.
But Chip was just mentioning, he's like, you know, I got a couple guys, you know, I use his wax. He goes, I could probably get you a really great sponsor to cover the road. And what's amazing that McGuire's in the booth today here. So.
One never knows, right?
One never knows what we could do.
So I followed, you know, when this guy influences me a good little bit, as he does everybody else in the car hobby. But
he's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Nobody have more respect for it, so. You're my buddy.
Is Karen with you?
My wife of 60 years.
60 years.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, sir.
It's absolutely amazing. She stuck with me for 60 years, but yeah, we're 60 years. And I'm just a 2-day trip here. So she decided she would get ready for our next trip after this. It's
okay.
a little more of a big thing. But we've just been traveling all over the place. We just got home. So she gets 2 days by herself to relax.
So she's in Arizona.
She's in Arizona okay. Right now.
Yeah. I'm going to Arizona on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I'll be in Mesa.
Oh, that's great. We're flying to California on Monday. So
you're flying back out of there too.
All right. Well, we'll miss you on that one, but
next time.
Anyway, if you want to talk about a great lady, Chip has. I mean, I'd say the best. Forgetting my wife, but she has. She has found a gal who is so passionately in love with him and didn't even know who he was, but fell in love with him, not knowing who Chip Foose was, right? And she is amazing, and she lights up all of our lives. It's just so fun.
She's been a true blessing for me.
She really has. Yeah. And to see you having the time of your life, fun and relaxing.
Thank you.
I think a lot of people don't realize that it takes a backer. I, of course, have a beautiful woman back at home, do the same thing when I'm out on the road 24/7. And we talk, and you know, that's what you guys do. I mean, I inspire everything that you do. Chip was just talking about his crazy schedule of shows, and I mean, they got to be at home keeping the home fires burning, yeah. and somebody to talk to vent to. It's always good to also, you know, yeah. Get frustrated and whatever. So, props to the ladies that we have in our lives.
I went to her house to look at her to buy, and I just moved in. Not that quick, but
not that quick. Like 30 days or what?
No, we dated for 9 months before I moved in. But
he
had taken the house and the market. And
if I dare tell his story, he's up front of
her
house.
It's a great story.
I'm gonna get slammed for this when I get back because I waited 3 years to let her move in with me. Like Chip did in 6 months. I can hear it already.
Funny thing is, he's out in front of her house. Chip shall tell the story better to me. But a guy on a bike goes by. And he does a double take and almost falls over his handlebars and turning around and coming back. And
really?
Are you Chip Foose? And she thought it was a setup.
She thought I hired a guy to pretend I was famous.
There's nobody really? That's yeah. famous. Yeah. Who is this guy? What's he trying to pull on me?
Oh, man.
It's a great story.
It's been history ever since. Yeah,
thank yeah. God. No, she's a very special lady. And as I see Chip smiling,
yeah,
this really is, smiling well, from it. From his knees, from his bootstraps.
From his bootstraps all the way up. That's a good way to put that.
He's always happy, but boy, he's...
That's her there. That's a picture from church.
There she is.
Oh, that is a great picture.
I'm just
two seats. That is really great.
I'm just 2 seats down from there. We have a great church.
Yes.
And,
that is great. That is unbelievable.
But yeah.
You know, it's weird how small the world is. And when you start thinking about it, how, you know, you guys are good friends and everybody that knows. And you walk through this show... And even when Chip walks in, how many people that know you from the car world, but in any community, even with you, with McGuire's, and how many people are in touch with you? And, you know, we got all the people from Autorama. I mean, it's great how much this world has sucked everybody.
Well, it really is. And, of course, when you get to car shows, he's busy, I'm busy. We don't really see each other that much back home when we're off duty. We're off the pick lock. We're having fun. But we know, check it out, Chip and I together, I know a lot of interesting people that are kind of famous that are just generally, they're better knowing them personally than by their fanfare. There's just a lot of wonderful people in the car hobby. I thank God I'm a car guy because the friendships that we have
yes,
are just golden. I mean, how many close friends do we have that are car guys? And events like Autorama bring us together. And
we were just talking about it. This is a lifestyle. It's not a career.
It's it's definitely a lifestyle. It's like a culture all of its own.
Yep.
I don't know any other culture like it that has the camaraderie. I mean, I don't think when you go to art shows or stamp shows or whatever, that you have this kind of camaraderie. And here it's not about money. It's just shared passion.
People buy art and it goes in their home.
Yeah.
You don't go to an event and they're sharing their art.
Yeah, that's true.
Like you do here. You buy a piece of art that you can drive and enjoy and take places and go meet at a fairground and share it with everybody.
Yeah, and everybody enjoys it with you.
Yeah.
They enjoy it, and even the restorations. People just sit in a corner and talk for hours about the restorations of how it went from one store to the next, or grandma's car, or whoever's car it was, keeps going through, and the connections just keep getting made every story down the line. And then you get people gathering around, and hey, I want to tell you about my car. I hear it all the time, and even in our booth, what we do at our hot rod shop, it's unbelievable the stories that just come in.
Well, it really is, and I like it because it's not money. I say it's like heaven. We're all God's children. We're all equal. You see somebody that's like a billion. We know billionaire type car guys, and they're talking with the guy that has the the fixer upper. He's just starting.
Getting started, and he wants to have
the time to talk with each other. I like pulling up beside a car that's it's a very early stages starter car. You know, the guy's like 17 or something. And I love to pull up beside and put the window down and say, cool ride. I love your car. They're just like, all of a sudden they're 10 feet tall, you know, and I'm holy curious about what I'm saying. That's going to be a great car when you finish it. So it's great fun.
And when Barry pulls up next to you, of course, he's driving a car that looks like black chrome.
Like black chrome. Yeah, well, of course.
Again, it is black. I don't know what it is.
These cars are black. They're beautiful and they reflect everything perfectly.
And again, hats off to our sponsor, McGuire, for stopping out today. Again, it's just great.
Well, just slid that right in there. That was,
I'm learning from Chip. He's like, you're good, man.
I never got asked. I'm just told now.
Told me. I had no idea we're sponsored.
Well, if you say it exists.
This is if it's on the internet, it must be true, right?
There you go.
Yeah, exactly right. So I'll be having people thanking me.
There we go.
For stepping up here.
We're stepping up. It's going to be great. So how much of the show did you get to go see yet? Or did you just get this is the first time?
I got in last night.
Oh, you did.
And okay. Dale Cushing, my band, the main man there, Dale Cushing,
he's
me around the show, and we're getting ready to go. In fact, we're in about 5 minutes. We're going to each of the Grade 8 winners and talking to them personally and give them a little gift pack of McGuire's.
Dale's a rock star. I'm hanging out with him.
He's not yanking me yet, but we're getting close to that moment.
I always watch. See, Austin's my IT guy out there. So when I see him flashing or jumping up and down, it's like, all right, we'll stop talking for a little while. Yeah, there he is right there. So, but we didn't get any of that yet, so we're still good. So
yeah, you're doing better than me.
I don't get yelled at that often, but it's really good. So. So over the years, you've been doing this over 60 years, you said, right?
60 years, yeah. I've been doing it all my life. I started working when I was in grade school. And so I've been in it literally all my life. Yeah.
I know we don't have all the whole time. So when did the McGuire's start?
Well, my grandfather started in 1901 making furniture polish. And he became obsessed with creating a perfect finish on black lacquer furniture, 1901.
Hence, he was Chip's response to the
black. Yeah, he knows. So
he knows. He knows. He was a spokesperson for you.
He was in Indiana, Evansville, Indiana, and over half the car horses carriage manufacturers ended up being in Indiana, and they all painted their cars with black lacquer. And my granddad's passion again was creating a perfect finish on black lacquer furniture. They started taking his furniture polish and putting it on carriages. And without his permission, it became a carriage polish. Seriously.
Wow. What a story.
And there's miracles, miracles, miracles. That's 1901. That's 2024. But what I'm most excited about for my grandparents, I didn't know until I was 8 years old, is that if you ask the typical car guy, what is McGuire's best known for? They will quickly tell you for creating a perfect finish on black paint. That's what my granddad was doing in 1901. So
1901.
I'm still honoring my granddad for how he started our business. So that makes
puts a story together that your baseline for all your McGuire's is black.
Yeah, well, it's all our cars around the world are black, and I don't know anybody else that demonstrates their car wax on black. We only demonstrate on black because we like making black paint finishes look perfect.
That is a great story for people that have no idea.
Fun. It's great fun. I've had a great ride and a lot of fun. And we went retail in 1973. I didn't have a clue. I know anything, or I knew how to buff cars in a body shop and a paint shop. I
didn't. And you had no idea how to market this yet.
And I said, God, you know, I trust you with my whole heart. You know, don't lean into your own understanding. As the scripture goes, I said, that's easier. I have no understanding. I don't have a clue what I'm doing. So I'm just going to trust you. And that's worked pretty good for 60 years. We're now, we're like 38% market share.
That is crazy. So you pretty much let God take the hand.
I just trusted him, and I just had to run to keep up with him. We had a lot of problems, but he was always there to solve them. And so it's inside story, but that's the real story behind building McGuire's. It was just crazy. So he's made me a happy camper, and I try to keep him happy with how I live my life.
That is so great. And what time did you get involved with Autorama? When did this all become?
Well, I was going to be here in the 60s.
Okay, so McGuire's jumped in right away.
And but a little company called Chevrolet sponsored the Riddler Award, okay? And I agonized it, quite frankly, because they'd have the head of performance, Chevrolet Performance, go to present the award. He didn't talk about the award. He talked about Chevrolet Performance. The way I look at it, they're not hearing about Chevrolet Performance or McGuire's Car Wax. They're hearing about the award. So Dale called me one day, and he said, Chevrolet just gave up the Riddler Award. You might be interested, do you think? And so tomorrow night, and I've been doing it for a few years now, but tomorrow night I get to actually talk to, I don't know, 3,000 people who are out there to explain to them the importance of this is the most important award. And Chip and I go to Pebble Beach together, and they have about 20 honorary judges that look at those cards for about a half an hour and then pick number one. As opposed to having six judges spend 8 hours crawling all over the cars crawling underneath the cars, making sure every bolt is parallel to the length of the car and all the tolerance is the same. And it's absolutely, there's nothing in the world that rivals the judging at Autorama. There's nothing compares to it. And so I get to kind of tell that story for them. It's hard for them to say it themselves, but I can say as a third party endorser and talk about how incredible this award is. And I get to give it tomorrow night.
You know, that is an amazing story and an honor that the story that we just going through with you being the
okay, I need to be quiet because I interrupted a conversation you're having with the famous Chip Foose. And
no,
I've been talking way too much here.
So. The reason why we do this is
we're just talking about the industry, and you are a key in the industry.
You are a key in the industry. I just told Chip the reason why we do this is because what do guys do at car shows? We sit around, we talk in a corner.
Well,
instead of having a trailer, we told Dale and Peter, said, hey, we got this little thing, and we bring some guys in, and we might as well shoot it and record it and have a little fun. So I told Chip, you want to get it? And really every show that we go to for Dale, we have somebody come in the booth. We get surprises all the time. The celebrities come over, and it's a lot of fun. We've never done this before, and it's been going great this whole season. Dale loves it. Pete loves it. I mean, I had Larry Wayans sitting here. He was so excited. He was like a kid, and I think it was in Kansas City. Yeah, for the PR guy, it was a lot of fun.
It's fabulous. Thank you for doing. You're providing a real service.
Yeah, we hope to do it for a long time.
All the car guys who would give anything to be here today, and can't be. And then how do they go? How do they learn out what's going on? And then here you come.
Here we come out of nowhere. It's just a goofy idea.
Say that Motor Mania Media has got this show cornered.
Is like the fourth one he's got coming on.
He's doing stand-up comedy
Comedy. You know,
the whole new realm.
We are in the corner of the whole show.
You know, Chip Foose,
we can see the entire show from this booth.
I don't think a lot of people realize what Chip Foose is actually as a stand-up comedian. He's always got those little little jokesters on the show, and the little puns, and all of a sudden he'll give you the little like that, and he'll walk away, and he's.
Yeah.
I think I've caught you with four. Was that four or five? No, it's been.
I don't know.
You've had a lot of them. You've had a lot of them.
I do so it all the time.
You gotta listen sharp.
You listen very sharp. Yeah. He got a couple on you with the McGuire thing right away, so it was pretty good.
There you go.
It was really good.
I'm getting the look from Dale Minnick that we have to. We got some people waiting on us.
So. You better go because you're a pretty big deal around here.
No, I'm a legend in my own eyes. I think
you are.
It's not like Chip Foose. I'm trying to capture him now.
You're trying to capture him there.
Yeah.
I
borrowed that one.
It's weird when you came up. It was like surreal. So I didn't know if you. I don't know if that was really you or a lookalike when you came up. I'm like, that can't be him.
Here is ghost.
Yeah. Here is ghost.
Anyway, congratulations to what you're doing.
Thank you, sir. And it's an honor and pleasure for you to step in here.
Anything goes better with Chip.
Everything goes better with Chip.
Everything
goes better with some chips.
All right, I'll bid you guys.
You better get there. And I suppose Chip, you probably should get out here pretty soon too. I don't know, you get a plane to catch pretty soon. Where are we at?
Pretty
How are we doing?
What time is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, 3:35. I got a flight out of.
And we still got to check the downstairs though, don't we, Chip?
You have a flight at 5:00.
Yes, but it's a private flight.
Oh, so of course can, it is. Of course. It's Chip Foose. What am I thinking? I lost my mind. It's there.
You haven't seen Chip Foose's new design jet yet? You haven't seen that one yet?
That jet. Oh, my customized jet. I mean, it's fucking everything jet. Like it.
It's
man.
Going through there.
It is so sleek.
It is so sleek. Well, because I figured Chip, he still wants to do a run downstairs yet before we leave. So
yeah. No, I already went downstairs.
Oh, you already went downstairs. Oh, yeah.
It's great. Well, have you been downstairs yet?
I did the whole thing. I love that. The downstairs is another world down there. It really is. But yeah. It's a great show. My favorite show in the world. It really is. I just love this place everywhere you go and great people. And thank you for having me on. Thank you.
Sir, it's an honor and pleasure as always.
Thank you
see
for bringing it to America. Carter's across America. I'm
honored and privileged that we actually get to found a new chapter that nobody discovered yet is actually doing this at a car show. And it's so much fun to bring it all around because you never know who you're going to meet and they're going to step in here and every car guy likes to talk.
Yeah.
So there's no doubt about that. I could sit there and listen to you guys all day long.
It's great fun. Great fun. Okay. Well, adios. God bless.
I'm going to follow you really close, sir. Okay. Pretty soon here because I want to check out the Grade 8 also.
All right. Let's get out of here, everybody. Thanks for being on the show.
I'd love to.
And we can sign off. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Austin.
Well, if you want that divine black finish, go to Meguiar's.
Thank you, everybody, for being here with Meguiar's this week and then our great sponsor here. You will do the both for fun.
Oh, I love it.
It is a great day. So thanks, everybody, for being on the show.